The following programming is sponsored by Amendment 16 Limited. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hey, Ken Krawchuk here, and welcome to episode 180 of the Pennsylvania Project. As you may know, here at the Pennsylvania Project, our vision is a better Pennsylvania. To achieve that vision, our mission is to boldly showcase the political, cultural, and environmental challenges facing contemporary Pennsylvania and to relentlessly pursue correct solutions. But more important than solving the problem correctly is to solve the correct problem, even if it takes two episodes to do it. Well, as promised back in episode 176, today we are going to be back at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, the longest-running folk music festival live outdoor in the nation. Now, back in episode 176, we grabbed some opinions of random festers as they were walking along the street to get their thoughts on Folk Fest about the two-year hiatus where there was no folk festival due to the government mismanagement of the pandemic. But now everybody's back, and we're having some thoughts from random festers on what they think is going on. So rather than listen to me talking, let's get right to it. So here we are at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, the 60th annual in 2022, and I'm camped along the main path through the light camping area. And hey, here we are with yet another random fester picked off the path at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. He's Samuel Ticino from Warrington, PA. Sam, welcome to the Pennsylvania Project.
Thank you. I love this.
I do too. You're a young guy, man.
Oh, yeah. I've been coming here since I was 14.
And how old are you now?
20.
20. So this is your, well, it would be your seventh fest.
Yeah, unfortunately for the COVID, it was giving me a good longing for, like, coming back to this place.
I know.
I'm so happy to be home.
You know, and I've been asking people, what did you do in those 2 years when we didn't have fest? Did you sit in a bed and cry? Or...
Honestly, it was a lot of talking to friends, you know.
Uh-huh.
With the years of, like, not having fest, I've just been kind of, like, trying to drill to them, like, guys, you're missing out. This is one of the greatest things you'll ever experience. Trust me.
I agree, man. That's why I'm still here. This is my 43rd fest.
Oh, shit!
I've been coming since I was 19.
Damn.
Although, my first fest, I must admit, I didn't have a ticket. But that's the way it is.
Good way to get introduced.
Okay. So it was a pain not being here. Now, all of a sudden, you're back. What is the best thing about being back?
Oh, gosh. The people. Honestly, it's the friendly kindness of everyone. People are so sharing and caring. And everyone's just here to have a fun, awesome time. You know, I walk around. I've been seeing crazy shit. I saw a guy that was wearing nothing but a tinfoil cape and underwear. And that was an amazing sight. I'm like, you know what? This is fest.
Uh-huh. It sure is, man. And they had the Family Feud game.
I went up, did the survey for that. That was awesome.
Uh-huh. It is. It's always a blast. That's why I love coming back here. See, and now here's my two of my daughters and two of my grandkids, or one of them anyway.
They're generational.
Yes. I raised the kids here. They're raising the grandkids there, and we're still going on. Well, Sam, thanks for coming on the Pennsylvania Project, and we'll see you around the fest.
Sounds good.
Take care. Hey, I have a random fester, which is not very random. This is none other than my own daughter, Melanie.
Hey.
Who's here at the Folk Fest from Seattle, Washington. Flew with the family.
Technically Shoreline, just north of Seattle. But I've been living in Seattle for about 15 years now, and I have two kids. One's 8, the other one's 3. The 8-year-old was at Fest when he was 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old. Then when he turned 5, I had my daughter, and we couldn't come because she was under 2 months old, and flying across country wasn't going to work. So instead, we stayed home and camped out in the backyard. It was a whole lot of fun. It really was. In 2019, it was like I was the only one doing it.
Uh-huh.
And then 2020 happened and everybody stayed home.
Fest in place.
Fest in place was actually a lot of fun. And in fact, my husband does not come to Fest.
Uh-huh.
He does not do this. He doesn't like the chaos of the field.
But he's here.
But he's here because after having two kids and a pandemic and... We did our fest at home, fest in place for 2 years. Well, actually 3 years running, if you count that.
That was my next question. What did you do instead of fest?
We stayed in our backyard. We set up tents. It was a complete staycation.
Well, you had it bad.
No, it was excellent. And Alex is actually saying how much he misses this because we really loved having this kind of downtime where we're at home, but we're not doing home things.
Uh-huh.
We're spending the whole weekend in the backyard. We had like canopies up. We had the tents. We invited people over, even though it was like, you know, in the middle of pandemic lockdown, outdoor gatherings were still, you know, feeling okay for us. So
did you get a porta potty?
No. We have a downstairs bathroom and that was fine for
now
everybody.
You got to get the aromatic aspect.
I know. But we did have a laptop up broadcasting the video aspect and the actual live stream from the festival. But then we had a second laptop up that had the like campground chat rooms and stuff. So people would tune in and like do video chats with us and everything. It was really fun.
You know, of everybody that I've introduced so far today, nobody had gone to those lengths.
We definitely went to lengths because I've never missed Fest since I was five years old. I was like 5 years old the first time I came.
Uh-huh.
And I missed it when Nico was born and I cried. But honestly, I had had a cesarean like 3 days before Fest started. So there's no way I was about to be flying across the country. And
we're
I knew that.
Go up and down these hills.
Yeah. I did that when I had a broken ankle, though.
Oh, that's right.
I had a broken ankle. I was festing with a
dedication.
It was a boot at that point. It wasn't a cast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that you do to make things work.
So there we are. 2 years were no Fest.
3 years for me because of Vera, because my daughter was born and I didn't Fest then.
Well, now you're back. What is the best thing about being back?
How everything just kind of falls into place. That's always the case, though. Like, as soon as you get here, everything's set up the way that it should be.
I know.
The people are there. It's very lightly attended this year, I will say that.
You know, I disagree with that because I was looking at the people sitting on the hillside last night at the Fest, during the concert.
Well, I was able to get a better seat at the concert than I normally do because it was a little lightly attended.
Uh-huh.
And also, you walk around the campground and there's empty spaces a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can see behind our tent.
Right.
There's room for a couple.
Which is actually great that, like, if somebody comes in on a Friday, there are plenty of places to camp. Uh-huh. There's lots of room. But that's also because they've tried hard to expand things in the past few years.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Let me go off script here. What do you think of your dad being a famous radio guy?
I don't know. It's fun. I've listened to a couple of bits here and there. I'm not going to say I'm a regular listener or anything, but it's interesting hearing the voice that has told me all the childhood stories and everything. That voice going off. I definitely get a kick out of that. But we'll just say that our politics don't always align.
Well,
our sense of fun definitely does.
I know, and that's what my shirt says: less government, more fun.
That is actually not why I said that, but you know what? Maybe my subconscious read your shirt, and that's
there
why
you
I said
go.
It.
That's what it is.
Less government, more fun.
Well, Melanie, thank you for coming. Oh, I didn't ask you. What's the name of your campsite?
Oh, Mike Got Fired, but we go by MGF these days because every time you have Mike Got Fired at the front of the campsite, everybody's like, who's Mike? Where's Mike?
Why did
you
get
fired? And there's a whole story. And blah, blah, blah.
Like,
Mike doesn't even camp with us anymore, so he's just it's just MGF.
That's
we are. MGF.
Yeah, have an MGD and relax.
No, we drink better beers than that.
Yeah, I drink Trogs IPA.
We got Flying Fish in our camp. We got a bunch of Neshaminy Creek beers.
Oh, I love Neshaminy.
Tina bought that for us.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, and apparently sour beers are a thing now, and I'm actually getting into it.
Okay, all right.
I talk too long.
I know, we always do. You said you weren't going to stay for a minute.
I know. I like to talk.
I know.
Where did you get that from?
And you're not even a Toastmaster.
All right.
All right, on that note, Melanie, thank you for coming on the Pennsylvania Project, and enjoy your Fest.
There we go. I'm definitely going to enjoy it. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. And here we are with our next random fester just pulled out of the street, out of the path without her permission. No, with her permission. We have Olivia Brady from Collegeville, Pennsylvania. Yes. Welcome to the Pennsylvania Project Radio Show.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
I know. Lovely to be at the Fest, too.
Oh, yes.
How many Fests have you been to?
This would be my fourth.
Fourth?
Actually, yeah. I haven't been in like 10 years, so...
But you're a young girl, too,
yeah. Okay?
So it can be forgiven.
Yes, exactly.
I started going when I was 19. And this is my 43rd. Fest
okay.
So far.
Nice.
Now, a couple years we didn't have a fest.
We didn't.
What were you doing? Did you lie in bed curled up in a ball or
pretty much, yeah. I don't know, quarantine was, I was in school still, so online, but yeah, I missed out on Fest for sure. Yeah.
Well, now that you're back, what's the best part about being back?
Meeting people from all walks of life, honestly. Meeting everyone, talking to new people, seeing just the good vibes all around.
Running on the, getting on the radio.
Getting on the radio, exactly.
What's the name of your campsite?
We didn't name it yet.
What do you mean you didn't name it yet?
I know. You should give us some
ideas. Oh, well, I don't know. Where are you camped? You're in heavy camping, light camping?
We're right down there on the corner. I'm not sure where that's at. But
where Fish Pro Quo used to be.
Yes.
You call yourself a Fish Pro, Pro Amateur. I don't know. Not fish.
Not fish.
Just spell it with a PH or...
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, picking a name is not an easy one. The people right here next to me, they have that same problem.
Yeah.
But when it happens. You know what it's going to be. We are King John's Domain.
Awesome.
King John is not with us anymore. He was in a wheelchair. He was here for 21 Fests.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he just
recently...
Yeah, he just recently passed. In fact, we got his picture right here. Oh, we've got some of his ashes. We're going to be spreading them around here later on.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But that's the kind of family that Fest is. That's really what I like about it.
Yeah, exactly. Same here.
Anything else you want to add about Fest?
Not really. Happy Fest.
Happy Fest.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Enjoy the music.
Yep. And Olivia, thanks for coming on the Pennsylvania Project.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And here we are with yet another random fester pulled off the streets. Like, hey, you, sit down and get on the radio. We're talking to Michael Dimmig from Philadelphia. Mike, welcome to the Pennsylvania Project.
Hey, man, I'm so happy to be here. It feels so good to be back at Folk Fest after the whole COVID hiatus. I'm so happy to be here, one with you, but just being back here in general.
Why?
This is home.
Yeah, what does that mean? What do you mean? I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Tell our listeners.
So for those who aren't familiar with the Philadelphia Folk Festival, this is a place where you come and you forget about your problems. Not even if you don't have any problems. There's not a lot going on. It's one thing. It's Fest. You know, you turn your phone off and that's it.
Yep, that's right. How many Fests you been to?
I've been coming consistently since 2014.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit of a newbie, maybe, compared to you. How long have you been?
43. This is my 43rd Fest.
Nice.
Started when I was 19.
Good for you, man.
I know. That's great, man. I just keep coming back.
Yeah, me too.
We raised our kids here. Our kids are here raising their grandkids here. It's all family, man.
We're a big family. And you wouldn't understand it unless you come.
That's right.
It's crazy.
Yep. Now, last 2 years, because of the government mismanagement of the pandemic, we didn't have a Fest. What did you do? What was your August like those last 2 years?
I went on a week vacation to Cape Cod. That's what I did. There was no music festival. I went to the beach. I wish I would have been here.
Yep.
What did you do?
Well, I got together with some friends. They live here in the Schwenksville area, and we put together what we called Fake Fest. And we got together at their place, and we set up tents. We brought in bands and stuff like that. And we did that in 2020, and it was such a good time. We did it in 2021 as well.
Was that at Cabin Craft?
No, it's at Jim and Janice Faye.
Okay.
So we originally called it Fake Fest, but then after the second one, they said, my name's Faye, we'll call it Faye Fest.
Nice.
So we're doing it again this year, only we're going to be doing it in September instead of...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm on the grounds crew there. I'm the grounds committee.
Cool.
I was building steps. There's trees. It's shady. It's not... So yeah, it's a Faye Fest. That's what they call it. It's at their place. It's in the area here. We'll be doing it again next month.
Nice.
It's a good time. Now, what's the best thing about coming back here? You've been gone for 2 years. What do you like best about walking back in the door?
Yeah, I don't know. I never considered myself a hippie. I was about 20 years old in 2013, and I snuck in here, and I hopped the fence. I know that's frowned upon.
I know. I didn't pay for my first Fest either.
I know that's frowned upon, but I looked at all my other friends who were in here, and I said, I'm doing the full weekend. as long as I'm alive.
Amen.
You can't, I don't know, you can't, you just can't. Can't take the fest out of you.
No.
You just can't. You're here.
We got people playing next door.
You just can't. I don't know.
Well, Mike, thanks for coming back to the fest. Thanks for joining us here on the Pennsylvania Project. Yeah. And I hope my battery lasts long enough that I can save this.
I hope so too, man. Okay. This was fun.
I am sitting in the middle of the camping area of the gorgeous Philadelphia Folk Festival. And I'm here to talk about something that really, really sticks in my craw. The fact that you are not here camping with me. There's nothing. Hello. Friendly people. There's nothing like camping at the Philly Folk Festival. And it sticks in my craw that more people are not doing it. You saw what happened right there. People just say hello. The Folk Fest is the friendliest place on the planet. When you come walking in from the parking lot, there's a big sign saying, "Welcome home." It doesn't get more personal than that. And the people here, I mean, I've been coming since I was 19 years old. And the people here are so friendly. You could pass a random stranger, smile, and they'll smile back. Somebody is sitting there on the side talking, and you can join the conversation. They'll join your conversation. It's like family. It's like you're sitting in your living room, and somebody comes down the steps, and they say, "Hey, how's it going?" Fest is just so friendly. It's all family. And what's cool is, I missed a few around the early 80s, but I've been here everyone since 1972, except for that little gap. And I've watched people grow up here. Our kids grew up here. Our youngest was 1 year old. They were 1, 3, and 5 the first time we had them here. And they immediately loved it. We came for the day, and after that, we just started camping. And I watched them grow up here. I watched their friends here grow up. Now, my kids are having kids. Our grandkids are here too, by the way. It's like a family reunion. I'm seeing my kids' friends. They're here with their kids now. And it's just, it's multi-generational. So there are 3 generations of Krawchucks here. And if you go around, you're going to find a lot more. There's no place on the planet where you can do this, where you could just treat everybody like a family member and get treated in return. No place at all. And to give you an idea how kid-friendly it is, the concert runs until midnight. Everybody comes back to the campground after midnight, and that's when the campground comes alive. And the kids come up and say, "Dad, Dad, can we go out and, you know, over the other campfires?" And I said, "Yeah, but be home by 2 a.m. Where else on the planet Earth can you tell a kid to be home by 2 a.m.? And when they come home at 2 a.m., go on, stay out for another hour till 3 a.m. Safety here is amazing. And the kids love it because they practice capitalism here. For example, my granddaughter is here this weekend, Jade, and she's face painting. And she's also selling some of her oil paintings. And she's gotten a pretty penny for some of them, too. So they learn capitalism here. There's a young girl, I don't know, she started when she was about 8 or 9. She dressed up like I Dream of Jeannie, and she called herself the Ice Princess. She'd have a wagon, and she'd go up to the top of the hill and buy people ice. They'd pay her for it, but they'd tip her. She's been doing it for so long, I don't know, 15 years? Last time I saw her, it's like, oh, that I Dream of Jeannie costume is certainly looking different on her. And she's training an apprentice to take over for her, a new ice princess. So there's that multi-generationalness of the entire family. Now, we're camped right here along a road. A path is probably a better word for it. It's grass. This is a hay farm we're in the middle of. And the only thing close to this at night is Bourbon Street, Mardi Gras. Because this all comes alive. Campfires all up and down the line. People singing, you go from one to the next. And just like on Bourbon Street, where you hear one set of music, you go a little further, another set of music, another set of music. It's the closest reference. But the difference is, here, everybody treats you like family. Strangers will stop and talk to you. They'll start conversations with you. They'll help you out. Unbelievable kind of stuff here. Why aren't you here? It sticks in my craw that more people don't come and do this. That's why I'm here every year, year after year. Do you know, a lot of the performers at the fest stay here in the campground. I'll give you a great example of that. A couple years ago, we had a surprise 50th birthday party for my wife, right here in the campground. We had talent from 3 different acts who put together an impromptu band and played. Ran for hours. It started at 1:30 in the morning, the party, which is really when the campground gets rolling. And it goes all night long. The only time it starts slowing down is when dawn comes. When was the last time you were up till dawn with a bunch of people sitting around a fire singing? Man, oh man. It sticks in my craw that more people don't show up for this. And the performers are really cool. When my eldest daughter was 14, she met one of her idols. I'm not going to remember the guy's name. Liam something from Moxie Fruvis, a Canadian a cappella band. He was the lead singer. And she saw him. And the actors, the bands, they just walk around here. My wife walked up to Melanie, you know, the singer Melanie from Woodstock. Walked right up to her and says, listen, we named her youngest daughter after you. But this same Melanie, she met her idol. And she went up to him and she gave him a great big hug. Hey, Ian!
Hello.
How you doing? This is my grandson, Ian. What do you like best about Fest?
Fun.
The fun. What kind of fun do you like?
Hello. Arts and crafts.
Okay. Help. Do me a favor. I'm trying to finish this up. So okay. Sit down with... Come here, you. I'm doing a sticks in my craw. It sticks in my craw that more people don't come and camp here. This is my youngest daughter, Carissa. What do you like best about Fest?
Do I have to pick?
No.
Everything.
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 I was in the middle of telling the story about how your sister Melanie went up to, what's her name, Gian from Moxie Fruvis?
Yes.
And she gave him a great big hug. I'm standing about 20, 30 feet away and I go, hey, get your hands off my daughter. He looked at me like the world was about to end. And of course, Melanie just broke up laughing. I'm like, nah, go ahead. Fun stuff.
Crazy stuff.
So do you think of one thing you like best about Fest?
It's home.
It's home.
It's home.
I already mentioned that. It's like everybody's part of your family.
Get here and you never left.
Yep.
Just leave.
Yeah.
When you come back, it's like you never left, and when you leave, it's like you were never there, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the integrity of the people here is amazing. Because they will, you could leave stuff out. You see, you look in the background, there's stuff out all the time. The most dramatic one I saw is somebody on the hillside left a Nikon camera sitting in the middle of a tarp. And that was it. And it was just sitting there all by itself. Nobody touched it. Nobody touched it. Now, you may find a 14-year-old coming into your campsite trying to pilfer a beer, but, you know, generally speaking, though, the level of integrity of people here at Fest is enormous. Why aren't you here? Festing is great. It's all volunteers. It's not professional. It's not like Bonnaroo or any of these other big festivals. It's us. We're throwing it for ourselves. And it is the longest running festival, outdoor festival in America. I started with the 11th. So many things here about it that just make it worth coming. But the best part is it runs all night long. You can see we're nice and close like family. And you get to watch the parade go by. It's just great. Right now, at this moment, this is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. And Woodstock, by all accounts, it was a great festival, but it had a lot of problems. Fences down, people getting wet, and things like that. Philadelphia Folk Festival is everything that Woodstock was supposed to have been. Instead of 500,000 people, we got, I don't know, maybe 10, 20,000. Not so many. The campground is fewer than 10,000 people. There's a sign as you're coming into the campground. It mentions a line from the Joni Mitchell song, Woodstock. It starts off, by the time we got to Woodstock, the Philadelphia Folk Festival was already 8 years old. So they learned a thing or two from us. This is just the best place on earth. Not just because it's treated like home. Not because I've got right here in front of me a grandkid and a daughter. And our family turtle Sally is here too. She loves the grasshoppers. But I love it for the people. You should be here too. If you're the type who's listening to the show, you would love it. We're always camped out here. You can come join. My cousin is here. This is what the Philadelphia Folk Festival is. It's family. These people around here. She's 19 now. I watched her grow up here when she had a face painting business.
Yeah, she ran with the ice fairies.
That's right. She ran with the ice fairies. Philadelphia Folk Festival. There's no place like it on earth. There's no friendlier place. There's no more fun place. Don't go all the way down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Come instead to the Philadelphia Folk Festival and stay up with us and watch the sunrise.
Well, that's going to have to wrap it up for episode 180 of the Pennsylvania Project. Man, it was great being back at the Folk Fest, seeing a lot of friends that I haven't seen in a while. And we had the entire Krawchuk clan there, me and the wife, all our kids, all our grandkids. It doesn't get better than that. Well, what do you think about the Philadelphia Folk Fest, or any of the people we interviewed, or your future plans to attend a future fest, or anything somewhat Pennsylvania related? If you have something to say, we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at PennsylvaniaProject.com. Right after you sign our education petition, that is. Today's episode is courtesy of Amendment 16 Limited and produced live at the Philadelphia Folk Festival at the Old Pool Farm in bucolic Schwenksville, Pennsylvania, and broadcasting on WWDB Radio at 860 on the AM dial in Philadelphia every Monday at 4 p.m., among other times. And rumor is we're going to be moving to 3 p.m. pretty soon. Sounds good to me. Our webmaster is Stephen Worley, official bartender Tom Kehoe, keyboard wizard Joe the Pag, radio producer Wes Wagner, and me, your caster, Ken Krawchuk. Thanks for joining us. And remember, more important than solving the problem correctly is to solve the correct problem, even if you wind up staying up all night long partying at the Philadelphia Folk Festival.